The player for today is a man who had the world at his feet before he turned 21, but was done with the sport before he turned 30. And I'm not talking about Cantona. I'm not talking about a player who made a name for himself at Manchester United, the Manchester United legend who bowed out at the age of 30. I'm talking about the story of the former Dutch wonder kid turned rapper, Royston Drenthe.
Happening, 1-1, free kick from Drenthe. What a strike from the former Madrid player. He's loving his time in Alicante. He seems to be a player who's almost got the straitjacket ripped off him this season, doesn't he?
Beautiful exhibition.
Absolutely superb.
Back
strike.
To what made him famous for the Dutch under-21 team that won the European Championships. How he was playing, not as a wing-back at Feyenoord before moving to Real Madrid, but how he was playing as a left-wing.
You're listening to Almost Legend, brought to you by Jamit FM. We're looking at football or soccer players who possessed legendary talents but went on to have careers that were anything but. Think of any player who could have been one of the greats. Bad luck, lifestyle, bad decision making. My name is Uwana, your host, and I'm here to tell you a story. Are you ready? In 2007, the Netherlands had the best set of youngsters in Europe. This is true because they became the winners of the 2007 European Under-21 Championships, beating England in the final. It was a squad that had future Dutch internationals like Ron Vlaar, Tim Krul, and Ryan Babel. From this group of players, Royston Drenthe was voted the best player not just in the team, but the entire tournament. His performances from the left side of the attack ensured that he stood out. After collecting the golden ball in that tournament, his career went from 0 to 100 very quickly. He started his career at Dutch side Feyenoord, where he stood out from most kids because of his energy and a wand of a left foot. By 2006, he was in the first team, racking up 29 appearances during a season in which the club finished in 7th place. After that dazzling performance in the Euro Under-21s, every major club in Europe was a fan of Drenthe. Every single club in Europe that had money wanted Drenthe. Chelsea, Barcelona, Bayern Munich, every single big club wanted him. However, in the end, it was the team of Galacticos that won his signature. The latest boy wonder was a Real Madrid player. If he was looking to make a good impression at his new club, Real Madrid, trust me, he nailed it. Scoring on his debut in the Spanish Super Cup against Sevilla, they lost the tie, but now Drenthe was a superstar and possibly the much-awaited heir to replace Roberto Carlos at the club. For those of us that know Roberto Carlos, yes, those were the shoes that Drenthe was going to fill.
Jest Drenthe, z daleka. Aj, proszę Państwa, niewiele brakowało, jaka jest sytuacja, mamy bramkę czy nie. Tak jest, Drenthe, odpowiedź Realu wspaniała.
At least before Marcelo came around. It was a good year for him. He played about 20 league games, featuring on the wings left and right. He could play as a left back, could play as a winger. He played on all three positions, left wing, right wing, left back. And by the end of the season, he was a league winner, even though he wasn't scoring the goals, but the team could do without it. The team was playing well. He was playing well. They were league title winners. But after that season, it was not the same for him or for Real Madrid. In 2008, Pep Guardiola arrived at Barcelona and changed everything. Like, every single club in the division was now in Barcelona's shadow because Barcelona was so dominant. And this was a season in which they went on to win the treble, Champions League, including the Champions League in Rome, in 2009. However, before 2008 was up, Bernd Schuster, the man who had given Real Madrid two consecutive league titles, who had also brought Drenthe into the club, was out of a job. And the men that came after him, Manuel Pellegrini, Juan de Ramos, didn't believe in Drenthe's talents, didn't trust him enough to play in the side, they didn't trust him enough to become a key part of their teams. And so for the next season and a half, he was in and out of the side. In 2010, it got worse. Jose Mourinho arrived. and his mind was made up very early. Drenthe had to move. Drenthe had to go out on loan. Drenthe was leaving the club to join Spanish side Hercules to find regular minutes. He had a good year in Hercules, showing his full range of skills and technique, particularly with that left foot of his. You should see the free kick he scored against Real Sociedad sometime in November 2008. You should see that. Check it out if you can. Check it out on YouTube. Spectacular. However, his time at the club was marred by events that would go on to occur time and time again in his career. As it wore on, Hercules started to have financial difficulties, which meant they would owe salaries. So Drenthe wasn't keen on playing without pay, so he went on a strike. Didn't seem like a smart decision, because you would imagine that Hercules were paying just about a fraction of what he was earning at Real Madrid, so he was still getting paid from somewhere, even though it wasn't at Hercules. He returned to the side later that season, but couldn't stop them from getting relegated. Back at Real Madrid at the end of the season, he awaited his fate. Unfortunately, what he was looking for, he didn't get. The Real Madrid hierarchy were not very pleased about the fact that he went on a strike during his time at Hercules, and he was frozen out of the side altogether. Another loan move was needed, and this time he was off to the English Premier League to join Everton. Much like his time at Hercules, he had a good season, played well, scored goals, assisted different players, raised his game to the level that we knew it could be, but then it was during this period that his party lifestyle came to the fore, clashing regularly with David Moyes. The Scottish manager wasn't a fan of the Dutchman's late-night antics, which sometimes resulted in him coming late for training or team meetings. Many times he was even fined for breaking these rules at the club, and it was clear that this move was never ever going to be made permanent. By 2012, five years from being the next best thing in football, Royston Drenthe was now without a club. After being clubless for about 6 months, in which his deal at Real Madrid was done, and so now he was on his own, he ended up in Russia. Not a bad place. The name of the club, Alanya Vladikavkaz. The modest club offered him a fresh start. Unfortunately, his time there will be short-lived, as he was on the move again to join Reading a year later. In 2013, Drenthe was back in England, in the second tier in the Championship with Reading.
Oh, didn't quite know where the ball was for a moment there, Danny Murphy. It's with Everton. Rodwell. Drenthe. Oh, what a goal! What a brilliant goal! Royston Drenthe after 2 minutes and 18 seconds. An outstanding strike from the Dutch international, making his first start for Everton after five appearances in the Premier League as a substitute. He scored late on against Wigan, and he has scored very early on here against Fulham. What a brilliant shot that is.
Again, just like his time at Hercules, he had a good time, scored goals, made assists, raised his game to the level that we knew he could do. But then, just like his time at Hercules, wages were a problem. By 2014, he was told by the club that they could no longer afford his wages, and he had to move. He joined fellow English side in the Championship, Sheffield Wednesday, for about 6 months before moving on to another adventure. At the start of 2015, he found himself at Turkish side Kayseri Ekiyespor, where he spent 6 months after signing a two-year deal, but then had to move on because of wages. Again, wages were an issue. He left to join to the Middle East to play in the UAE, joining Banias Boys, where he signed a two-year deal, spent 6 months before leaving because, yes, you guessed it, wages. I find it really funny that clubs would usually have financial problems each time he joined them. Just after joining, they would have financial problems, or they would report that they had financial problems. Fed up with his experiences over the last few years, he announced his retirement from football. Royston Drenthe was 29. 9 years after having the world at his feet, it was over? Not quite. In 2018, he was back signing for Sparta Rotterdam in the Dutch second tier. After helping them to achieve promotion to the Dutch first division, his contract wasn't renewed, and then he left. His international career was very short, with just one cap for the Netherlands, coming on as a substitute against Turkey in a friendly 2010. The high point, however, of his career at international level was obviously that stunning showcase in 2007 at the under-21 Euros. He also represented the country in the Olympics in 2008. Today, Rustin Drenthe plays amateur football with Kozakken Boys in the Dutch third tier. But he's more than a footballer now. He owns a gym, a clothing line, and a rap career. Yes, he raps. He's a rapper. Not bad one, too. Not a bad one at all. But when his name comes up in searches over the internet, we are left with a picture of a player who had it all and simply made decisions that paved a path that his talent probably didn't deserve. Rustin Drenthe is an almost legend. And that wraps it up for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show today, you can show your support by commenting and sharing this with your friends. Don't forget to subscribe. You can follow us at Jamit FM on all social media networks for more episodes of this show and other amazing shows as well. Do you know of any other almost legends of the game? Let me know in the comment section and we could talk about them in future episodes. Till next time, see you soon.
Almost Legend is produced by Aiko Rizzo and Owana. Edited, mixed and mastered by Aiko Rizzo. Almost Legend is a production of Jamit Media.